to Sanchez. What a finish.
Wall against Bradley for three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Barcelona is always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG roll, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He got again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
First, have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week. Firstly, the 2018 NBA playoffs starts on Sunday after a thrilling end to the regular season in which all 8 first-round ties were decided on the final day. The postseason begins with the intriguing uncertainty after 3 straight finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The defending champion Warriors are no longer top seeds in the West, but can the Houston Rockets continue their search? And with the Cavs failing to force, can the Toronto Raptors' final break LeBron James' domination of the East? Let's wait and see.
Then the next night, 3 female rookies are seeking a place in history as they prepare to line up for the reigning Grand National at entry on Saturday. Katie Welch, Bryony Frost, and Rachel Blackmore are heading to become the first woman to ride the national winner. 71st running, the bookmakers' favorite for the national include Total Recall, Annibal Fly, Black Line, and Tiger Roll.
Then there was a golf tournament. Len Porter made one shot of the lead and the RBC Heritage after shooting a 7-under 64 in the second round. The Englishman level with Kim Se-hoon of South Korea on 9-under overall. Trio's American Bryson DeChambeau, who also carded a 64.
Then there is the tennis match. British number 1 Cale Edmonds start to the clay court season continued with a 6-2 and 6-4 victory over Redmond Elba in the Grand Prix 2002. World number 26 and the second seed Edmund, 23, won in an hour and a quarter and lost the 16 match in Marrakesh. His first round match on Tuesday lasted only 16 minutes as Jerry Vesely retired when trailing 5-0. He will play Tunisia's Malek Jaziri, a 6-2 and 6-4 winner over 8 seeds Mr. Zverev in the quarterfinals. Edmund reached the Australian Open semi-finals in January, but lost early on at Indian Wells and Miami.
Then there's the Commonwealth track meet. England claimed gold in both the men's and women's 4x100 meters relays to ensure an upbeat end to their Commonwealth Games. Athletics champion Harry Agnes R.E.K. Archer home the men's quartet, holding off South Africa's 100 meters champion Agnes Simbine. Long jumper Lauren Eugenson resisted the charge of Jellicoe's double Olympic champion Alan Thompson on the accolade to take gold for the women's team.
Next team, Paul Sterling and Joan Sampson led the Middlesex Fat Bike as Twilight cut short the first day of their division to gain with Northampton Lions. After the visitors electing to go, Middlesex slipped to 63-4 under the floodlights at Murky Lords.
But Ireland batsman Stirling and the Rocky keeper Simpson rebelled by sharing an unbroken 73 for the fifth rookie. Middlesex relegated from Division 1 last season were 136-4, when Twilight forced the teams off for a second time.
Moreover, in the football game, Manchester City could still miss out on winning the Premier League title this season, says manager Pep Guardiola, despite a 13-point lead over second place the Manchester United, with 6 games left. The Spaniard insists his side are still vulnerable and need to focus.
There are 18 points to play for, and City travel to Tottenham on Sunday after a round of 3 straight defeats in all competitions. In football, it can happen. Of course it can. I assure you, Guardiola said, since November and December, we have already been champions. When I saw pundits and people say, impossible for City to drop points.
Liverpool will play Roma in the Champions League semi-finals, with Bayern Munich facing Real Madrid. The Reds, who beat Manchester City 5-1 on aggregate in the last round, will host Roma on Tuesday, 24th April, with a return leg on Wednesday to May.
Arsenal will face Atletico Madrid in the Europa League semi-finals, while Red Bull Salzburg meet Marseille. The Gunners will play the first leg at home on Thursday, 26 April, with the second leg a week later on 3 May.
Well, that's all for this week's World Sports News. The next is Highlight Game. See you next week at the same time. I'm Letty.
I'm Carmel. Bye.
Hi guys, nice to see you again. I'm Alex. Welcome back to our program.
Hi, I'm Mala. Today we're going to focus on the quarterfinals of Champions League held last week. Cristiano Ronaldo's injury time penalty put holders Real Madrid through to the Champions League semi-finals after holding up a stunning Juventus comeback.
Ronaldo's coolly taken 97th minute penalty into the top corner came after Medin Benatia brought down Lucas Vazquez in the box, while Juve goalkeeper Gianluigi Buffon, in what might be his last Champions League appearance, was sent off by English referee Michael Oliver after awarding the spot kick for foul and abusive language. Real Champions League winners in 3 of the past 4 seasons came into the second leg leading 3-0, helped by Ronaldo's stunning bicycle kick.
But the Serie A leaders got off to a perfect start when Mario Kanzuk headed in from Sami Khedira's cross after just 2 minutes, and Kanzuk got a second before halftime. Blaise Matuidi pounced to capitalize on Keylor Navas' fumble to level the tie on aggregate before the dramatic ending. Eventually, Real joined Liverpool, Roma and Bayern Munich in the last 4 draw.
The game looked to be heading for extra time before a chaotic final few minutes saw even the calmest of players lose control. So, let's look back what happened during the chaotic 10 minutes in Madrid. At the 90th minute, Benatia's push on Vazquez is adjudged to be a foul and Oliver points to the spot. Benatia booked and furious Juve players surround the referee, incensed at the decision. 3 minutes later, Buffon remonstrates too vociferously, screaming and pointing his finger in the direction of Oliver, and is shown a red card.
At the 97th minute, Juve striker Gonzalo Higuain is brought up and replaced by former Arsenal goalkeeper. Then Ronaldo dispatches the penalty into the top right-hand corner, when intermittent 99th minute referee blows for full time and Real Madrid won by 4-3.
Real have endured a poor season so far in La Liga, sitting fourth in the table and 15 points adrift of runaway leaders Barca, who capitulated on Tuesday night to go out of the Champions League. The competition is Real's only hope of a major trophy in this season, but they only just managed to sneak through to the last four for the eighth consecutive season.
Ronaldo, the balance holder, proved himself to be the best once again, stepping up under the most intense pressure to send his team through. The penalty extended his incredible goal scoring from this campaign. Now native in 11 games in a row for Real, and he takes his tally to 27 in his past 14 games for club and country. Most importantly, 120th goal in 150 Champions League appearances.
However, legendary goalkeeper Buffon ended the night, and possibly his European career, in controversial fashion. It drew parallel with Real boss Zinedine Zidane when his France playing career ended with a sending off at the 2006 World Cup final for a headbutt on Italy defender Marco Materazzi. Italy's most capped international Buffon, who is much respected throughout the game, let his emotions overcome him at the end and was dismissed on his 650th appearance for Juve.
Buffon had announced in October that this would be his last Champions League campaign unless his side won the final, after which he had intended to play in the Club World Cup. Buffon had been having a brilliant game, saving low from Welshman Gareth Bale and reacting sharply to keep out efforts from Isco and Ronaldo. But he will not receive the dream send-off, missing out on claiming the only major trophy which has evaded him in his career.
And the draw for the semi-finals have already come out. Real will face Bayern again, while Liverpool will play against Roma. The first match in the semi-final will be held on April the 26th.
Well, that's all for the highlight game, and thanks for listening. I'm Mada. Bye.
See you next time. I'm Alex. Bye.
Good evening, our keen audience. Welcome to today's Weekly Foresee. I'm Matt.
Hello everybody, this is Steve speaking. Do you know the 2017-18 NBA season playoffs will be held with the Houston Rockets, the reigning champion of the regular season and the number one in the Western Conference, will fight against the Minnesota Timberwolves in 8th place in the first round of the game.
Of course, let's start by looking at the numbers from both sides. And in the data from the regular season record, Rocket regular season offensive efficiency ranks 2nd in the league. Defensive efficiency ranks the 6th in the league. That makes them have dominated this season only 4 into the top 10 teams. The other 3 were Warriors, the Thunder and the Raptors. The Rocket made 1,215 3-pointers in the regular season. That's a record for the NBA single season.
Wow, that's creepy. Now we look at the occasion of the Timberwolves. Compared to last season, the Timberwolves won 16 more games this season. Offensive efficiency rose 2.7. The 3 data respectively ranked the 2nd, 3rd and 4th in the league. They are the 2nd lowest in the league, are only slightly better than the Suns 20.7. Their substitutions averaged only minus 3.4, the 2nd worst in the playoffs, only slightly better than the Bucks minus 3.9.
By the way, Rockets core player Harden is the top scorer this year, averaging 13.4 points. In addition, Harden single game scoring more than 15 four times in the season. This season, he's the only one to get a lot of 15-plus single-game scoring player. On January 31, in which he scored 15 points against the Orlando Magic, is also single-game scoring the highest this season.
And the co-player. Butler's shooting percentage in the 3-second area outside the reasonable impact zone was 54%, the highest of any player at least 100 shots. Towns hit 61.5% with 4 seconds left in the 24 seconds or less, the highest of any player who has shot at least 50 times in the last 4 seconds.
Next, back to the previous confrontation. Arizona missed the first two games and Gordon was absent from the third time, the Timberwolves who missed the fourth. In the face of the Timberwolves, the Rockets' offensive efficiency reached 129.8. This is the league's all-season. Against his big partition, the highest offensive efficiency against any opponent.
Wait a minute. I have some addition. The total score of the four games was 63 points, the biggest of the 8 playoff games in the regular season. In 4 games, the Rockets scored 69 of 159 three-pointers, and they scored more than twice as much as the Minnesota Timberwolves, who shot 34 of 93. Additionally, the Rockets on the place of free throw line also win the Timberwolves 22 points.
Horribly against the Timberwolves, the Rockets will only send out an averaging of 110.3 turnovers. This is their minimum turnover against all on land. At the same time, their also offensive rebound rate is as high as 26.4%, which is the Rockets against any opponent of the highest rate of the offensive rebounds. In 4, Butler is the magic character playing the Harden, a total of the 19-4 round under the Butler's defense, but the Rockets are still up a total of 128 points in the round.
Furthermore, the Timberwolves lost only 6 points in the 139 minutes they were present. But the Timberwolves lost a total of 57 points in 53 minutes. Capela, who has largely defended by Towns in 4 games, made an effective shooting percentage of 78.9% in 30 of his 38 shots.
I think it's going to be a tough fight. Although most people think the Rockets will crush the Timberwolves, the opponent who can get into the playoffs are the ones who are in the game.
You're right. I think the Rockets should sustain their stability. At the same time, Timberwolves need a snipping to lead them out of the trouble.
I hope so. Time flies. It's time to say goodbye. See ya.
Bye, stay tuned.
Welcome to ACI Man, I'm Colin. I'm bringing you a sports boxing, sometimes also known as Irish boxing or pugilism. It's a combat sport in which two participants, generally or similar weights, fight each other with their fists. Boxing is supervised by a referee and is typically engaged in during a series of 1 to 3 minute intervals called rounds. Victory is achieved if the opponent was knocked down and unable to get up before the referee counts to 10 seconds in knockout or KO. Or if the opponent is deemed too injured to continue, a technical knockout or TKO. If there is no stoppage of the fight before an agreed number of rounds, a winner is determined either by the referee's decision or by judge scorecards. Although fighting with fists comes naturally to people, the ancient Greeks provide us our first historical records of boxing as a sport. They codified a set of rules and staged tournaments with professionals. The best hour of boxing as a sport may be its acceptance as an Olympic game as early as 688 BC. Modern boxing evolved in Europe, particularly in the UK and some countries with their own fighting sports. The sport is referred to as English boxing, in France to contrast with French boxing. There are numerous different styles of boxing practiced across the world. early history, a young king named Anwar created boxing fist fighting, as depicted in Sumerian relief carvings in the 3rd millennium BC. Both depictions show bare fist contests. In 1927, Dr. E. A. Spicer, an archaeologist, discovered a stone tablet in Baghdad, Iraq, depicting two men getting ready for a prize fight. The tablet is believed to be 7,000 years old. Fist fighting or boxing is also described in several ancient Indian texts, such as the Vedas, the Ramayana, and the Mahabharata. Evidence of boxing as a sport was found in excavation down in Mohenjo-Daro and Harappa. The earliest evidence for fist fighting with a kind of gloves can be found on Minoan Crete, 1500 to 900 BC, and on Sardinia. If we consider the boxing status of Paramount Mountains, 2000 to 1000 BC.
Dear audience, welcome to The Great and Castle. Today I will introduce a football player. New football hero Griezmann is the best player in 2016 European Championship in his home country, France. As one of the top stars of Atletico Madrid, Griezmann is being watched by several clubs including Manchester City. His idol is Beckham. With Griezmann's own handsome looks, good characters and fantastic football skills, maybe we have found a new golden boy. In 2009, Anthony Griezmann began his career as a member of Royal Society. In the second half of 2010, Griezmann made his first appearance on behalf of the Royal Society in La Liga. In 2013, Griezmann became the fourth youngest player in the history of La Liga. In July 2014, he joined the Spanish team Atletico Madrid for a transfer fee of 30 million euros. In May 2016, Griezmann became runners-up of the Champions League with Atletico Madrid. On December 25th, he was awarded the fourth of the top 100 players in the Guardian. Griezmann was born in Meyrin, France, about 70 kilometers outside Lyon. When he was a child, he tried to train in Lyon but was rejected because he was too thin. Griezmann started his career at Michael Noco Club, where his father was a coach. After several failed attempts at the professional team, he was finally spotted by Royal Society scouts in a competition organized by Paris Saint-Germain. Despite his parents' had misgivings, they finally decided to send their 14-year-old son to Spain. Young Griezmann grew to love the Basque country and the club. He even chose a Spanish song to sing for his teammates before the debut of his French national team. "No one will find me sing the wrong song," Griezmann explained, smiling. Griezmann's futures combined the essence of French and Spanish football techniques. His special umbrella created this unique blend. The most exquisite tactile sensation and skill in the Spanish football are well reflected on Griezmann. His left foot can not only handle the ball gracefully, but also shoot the ball with great power. In one hand, he has his baseball advantage. Griezmann once said he tried to imitate David Silva and David Beckham. In fact, his style really blends the two stars with elegant and deft touch techniques. He's fast and has the unique rhythm of a winger. He's quite good and the left foot is often able to shoot fast and precise balls. What's more, although he's not tall, he does well when controlling the body in the air. In another hand, at present, he disappears from the field sometimes, which is very confusing. The first show of the French adult international team is a case. He showed his touch technique from time to time in a match against the Netherlands, but he was unable to continue to threaten the Dutch defense. When the opportunity came, he did not turn the opportunity into a goal. That has led some questions if there should be a place for him in the French national team. He also failed to score a goal in the six Champions League games in 2014, raising questions about his performance at a high level. But at least Griezmann has scored goals this season. As a tactical player, his assist can continue to improve. There is also a cute side. Griezmann wears SpongeBob's pants while playing, which is said to be his lucky charm. Another time in 2010-11 season against Nakrola, he was so excited that he took his teammates to the patrol car, which was outside of the runway, to celebrate when he scored a header. He's already a good player. He does not belong to the world. When he signed with Atletico, people did think he was worth that much. But now he's the club icon, said Martin Rashel, coach of the Royal Society. That's all for today. See you next time. Bye.
Cast, producer, Ada, Xu Yang. Anchor,
Letty, Lei Ting.
Steve, Zhao Yue Yang.
Journalist,
Cassio, Ni Wen.
Colin, Han Wenxuan.
Alex, Zhang Hengqi.
William, Duan Yujing.
Carmel, Wang Yunmeng.
Matt, 功高望久。
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。